We're still in Simon Shin Beis. So we've been jumping out of order. So we did Aleph and Beis. Let's do Gimel. Then we'll have to figure out what we did, what we didn't do, and whatever we have to do, we'll do. Okay. So the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that a person can fold his clothing even 4 or 5 times. And Rashi points out, in order to wear it bo bayom. Then the Gemara says, gives all sorts of requirements. You want to fold your clothing? Amri dvei Rav Yanai. Lo shan ela bad adam echad. You can only do fold it by yourself, not two people together folding, not using like a table to fold on it. You can only fold new clothing, not old clothing. You can only fold white clothing, not dark clothing, not colored clothes, and only if you have no other clothes to wear. So there's a lot of requirements if you want to fold clothing, and therefore the Maisa, we're not supposed to fold clothing on Shabbos. Okay, we'll discuss a little bit more of that, obviously, in the coming minutes. So Tosas points out, we wear a talis Shabbos morning, and then you don't wear the talis. If it's a Shabbos talis, you don't wear it till next week. If it's a talis you wear every day, so then you're not wearing it till tomorrow. You're certainly not wearing the talis again. So Tosas points out, we see from here that you're not allowed to fold your talis after davening Shabbos morning because it's not for today. It's a tzorach machar. So there is a mechin aspect here, but really what we're dealing with is folding. Okay, we're really talking about folding on the creases, you know, on the lines, folding on the lines, and doing that basically it makes sure that the baguette doesn't get wrinkled when you fold it on the lines, and then you're okay. So that's the problem here. Some sort of tikkun mana that Chazal were gozer. The Beis Yosef brings down for the Mordechai, which we'll soon see in Shulchan Aruch, that's only if you're folding it on the lines. But let's say you don't pay so much attention to the lines, and you fold your talis, but not according to the lines, so then that would be okay. Okay, there is a kolbo that talks about maybe our folding is not like their folding, but lemaisa, this is brought down Malacha in Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura, and this, all the Sfarim bring it down. So let's see now inside. Shin Beis Gimel. Mekaplim Kalim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. The Tzorach Shabbos. If you're doing it, the Tzorach Shabbos. The Lav Shambo B'Yom, to wear it that day. V'davka Ba'adur Echad. Only as an individual, not with help. U'b'chadoshim Shadayin Lo Niskapsu. Clothing that has not yet been washed. U'levanim, only if it's white. V'ein Lo L'Hachlif. And he has no other clothes to wear. If one of these conditions is missing, it'll be aser. So, which means that nowadays, basically, it's aser. The yesh mi she'omer de'kaplo shelo keseder kipula arisha mutter b'kol inyam v'nirin dvarav, that if you fold it not on the creases, so then it's going to be mutter, and that Shulchan Aruch says nirin dvarav. Seems like that is the way to do. Mishra sif katan yod gimel. Hold on. Okay, what's the point of the folding? Mishurasim cutting your bays. Dim ain't makaplim. If you don't fold the clothes, regilim shemiskaplim. They're going to get wrinkled. Now, there should be a difference between preventing it from getting wrinkled. Okay, stopping it shouldn't get wrinkled. That should be okay. More, I would think the bigger problem is if it's wrinkled and you kind of do it in a way that you're taking out the wrinkles, that should be a much bigger problem.
Why would I'm folding it, I'm taking it out?
You're folding it, so I don't know, that's what they say.
It shouldn't be wrinkled.
It shouldn't get wrinkled. Okay, here. Your gimel, love shambo bayom. V'lachein also the kapel atalis, you know how to fold the talis. Afa pishim mitzitzis kalayom, there's a mitzvah, it's all day long. V'yochol it's atibo, in theory, you could put on the talis again. V'kamakum, kev and shame is atibo, awesome. Since we only wear talis Shabbos morning, we don't wear it in the afternoon, it's going to be awesome. Yilo b'makum shenog l'satev, but talisos b'mincha, unless he's in a place where they wear talis also mincha. So then it'll be okay to do it for mincha. If you fulfill, or if you have all the other tanaim. Here, you're taking out the creases. Taking out the wrinkles. The makapel ala safsal, let's say you do it on the table, on the bench, dinu kimakapel bishnayim. So it's like doing it with two. Lo niskabsu. It hasn't been washed. If you should go to niskabsu, if it has not yet been washed, heim kashim, it's still like hard or stiff. The aim of marim mikmotin is not so quickly wrinkled. The aim. What? Safsal is like two. Because it's a more, it's a starker fold. The ain choshuv hakipo tikun kokach adjianir kimisakimana. The old kipo is only a problem if it is near a kimisakimana. So if the kipo doesn't do so much, so then it's not really, it's not going to be a problem. So I know, like the whole thing, lamaisa is hard to, the swarm will bring it down, but like, I don't know, how much is it really, it's like a hard thing to understand. You know, what is it really saving? What is it doing? Yeah, I know. It's all on the line. Okay, soon we'll get to it. Lo lahachlif, only has no other clothes. Beged acher l'shabbos. Af api she'en yofek hazeh, then lo itiyu lo lekaplan. He can't fold it. Okay, Mishu has got your chest. If you do it not on the lines, it's okay. She ain't the kippah that shum kiyum. Once you don't do it on the lines, there's no kiyum to the kippah. It doesn't do anything. They ain't come a second cloud. Ulfichach mutter. I feel the ain't but echa me elu adal pratim. Even though you don't have any of the tenaim, it's going to be okay. I feel the ain't died to love shabbat. But yeah, I mean, if you're not wearing it that day. That if it's not on the lines, it's okay. Not to do it at all. That's even better. But not necessary. Okay, then he says, Matzina Samitos, Milel Shabbos to Shabbos. You make the beds from Lel Shabbos to Shabbos. Really, the bed should be made before Shabbos comes in, covered Shabbos. Right? Because that's preparing for after Shabbos. So why are you making the bed? Why, if you're doing it so that you'll, cause to prepare it for sleeping in it, Motzi Shabbos, so that's Hachana, that's Asur. But if it's a mess and it doesn't look nice right now on Shabbos, so then it's going to be Mutter. That's called Tzorach Shabbos. Okay, let's see. There's some Tishu notes over here. Okay, hanging. Take it, this comes up by a talis, so as long as you do it out of the lines, it's okay. And if you, he just said there is a chumra in it. He said if you want to mishiyot to the hakam la'atzim shalol kapek klal vaday adif. That's what it sounds like. It comes up by the pants, right? The pants have a nice crease going down. So, Dershu 21 brings down. What? You test. Okay, Dershu 21. So put your pants on a hanger. Or fold it over a chair on the lines. So Shlomo Zalman said it's okay. Because that's not made to you're not doing that to take out any wrinkles. That's to prevent it from getting wrinkled, which is okay. That's not taking out the wrinkles.
So if I'm using a talis in the morning, so it doesn't get the wrinkles too
bad. The what?
If I'm using a Shabbos talis in the morning of Shabbos,
yeah.
It doesn't get wrinkled after 2 hours. When I'm folding it back, why should I be...
When you don't... You're saying fold it back on the creases, because otherwise it's going to get... When you leave it wrapped up in a ball...
Then it's going to get wrinkled.
On your bed, then it gets wrinkled, yeah. Okay, then he brings down a hat. Our hats, which I consider soft hats, if it gets a little smushed in, punched in, you can punch it back out. On the bottom, the cuff on the pants on the bottom, if it gets undone, you can move it back. Then he talks about folding napkins. If you want to fold napkins into fancy shapes, that's a problem. He says to fold a napkin into an oniya, into a boat, is a problem. Shmi Rishon Zalman. Brought down Shmi Shabbos. But if you just do it nicely, you know, not a particular shape, stam, put it in a cup, put it in a ring, that's okay. Folding a piece of paper is not included in this at all. Something does not have creases at all. You can't see, so then you can fold it. We're all folding on the creases in a way that brings down footnote 28. Fine. Okay, that's Siv Gimel. So to fold things on the crease, bidyuk is a problem. To fold it out of the crease is okay. To do the pants, I always said, you know, you could do a berech, and if it comes out okay, it's okay. Here it sounds like maybe even more than that, right? Hashem Zalman says that's just to prevent the pants from getting wrinkled. So how that's different saying than the talus, I don't know. Okay, so that's Sif Gimel. Dalet we did. Hey, we did. Vav, we're up to Vav now. Sif Vav. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem, Aleph, Amar, Rabbi Vitaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Tit Shagabe Ragla. He has dirt, mud on his feet. Okay, so here there's going to be two problems that we're going to discuss. We'll be chilek. Mud on the feet and mud on the shoes. Shoes, in the olden days, leather shoes was leather on the bottom also. Okay? The Shulman Salman says there's no difference between leather and rubber. So, the Gemara says you could rub it on a wall to get the mud off the bottom of your foot. But not, you can rub it on the floor, but not on the wall. If you rub it on the wall, it looks like you're putting mud on the wall. It looks like you're building, adding to the wall. Rabbi says, nah, that's not adding to the wall. That's, he calls a binyan chakla. That doesn't count. And Rabbi says, fakir, just the opposite. You can rub it on the wall, not on the ground. If you're rubbing it on the ground to get off the mud, you're going to come to be la shviya gumos. You're going to come to smooth out the ground, which is a problem. Boner, choresh, inside, outside, it's a problem. Then the Gemara brings down two opinions. They're both going to be aser. And then the Gemara brings down Rapapa. They're both going to be mutter. So we have everything. We have both mutter, both aser. This is mutter, that's aser, that's aser, this is mutter. So then the Gemara asks, according to the Machmir, how do you clean your shoes from mud? On a korah, on a beam. Not on the floor and not on the wall. So that's the, it's adding to the binyan. Yeah. But Shlomo Zalman says nowadays it's not shaya. Because nowadays it just looks like dirt on the wall. It doesn't look like you're moistif on the binyan at all. Yeah. Anyway, that sheet is actually the only one of the four that's not put down in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Vav. Teach al raglo, o al min alav, or in his shoes. Mekancho b'koysa, avalo b'karka. Dilma asya shviya gumo. You can rub it on the wall, like Rav said, but not on the floor, because you might come to smooth out the floor. The Yesh Misha Osa Apakai, so they're both going to be Asa. Haga. The Yesh Misha Mati Mishnayim, and some say they're both Mutter. That's their Papa. So the Rishonim say everything, right? The Rambam and the Bahag say on the wall, not on the floor. First sheet in the Shulchan Aruch. The one says they're both Asa, the Rif brings down such a man, Damar La Halacha. And the Rosh is making like a Papa, and that's the Rambam. If you have a piece of cheres, which is not muksa, so that's the way you can get it off your foot. Okay. Look at me, Shmuel, you've got the Chav Zayin. Af b'koyso, it's aser. Af b'koyso, shel avonim. The mechzi can moistif al binyan or mechazka. Looks like you're strengthening the binyan. That's the machmir, even on the koyso. Well, did they aim mekan chel b'korah or al gabi evan? You need a korah, a beam, or a stone. V'odin d'shari b'koysel shel eitz. Here, Dirshu, not Dirshu, Roshar Tzion, Ois, Lamed, Hey, points out, the rock has to be a rock that doesn't move. Because if it moves, there's going to be a muksa problem. Okay, we're going to learn later, Shin Ches, Shin Tes, about moving muksa with one's foot, moving rocks with the foot. Okay, Mishabura was 34. Footnote 34 of Shlomo Zalman says nowadays it doesn't look like adding on the binyan at all; just looks like dirt on the wall. Mishabura Sifkat Nachav Ches Bishnehem that they're both going to be mutter. Yilamoisif ala binyan lo chashina doesn't look like it. It's a binyan garua, binyan chakwa, binyan garua shabali kfarim. I don't know why that should be mutter. That should still be like awesome darbanon. But okay, that's going to be mutter. Ulashama yikaneach b'makom aguma v'yeshvena gam kino chashinan. B'makom if you do tzachli zar when you do it on the ground, not to do it b'makom guma where you mamish mashve gumos. There's no gzeri you can mashve gumos, but if you mamish mashve gumos, it's going to be a problem. Ulin halacha taz kasa b'midi derabanan yesh lismach ala mekilin like the Ramon, the Rosh, the Masi b'shneim. V'yesh min ha'achram shesem denochan ha'achram lesa b'shneim. Vinira, the Bakoisa Bavada Yeshis Machlahati Gadasa Machabe. She came, that's Rav Hari shown him. And if you want to be Machmas, it'll be Machmas on the floor, but not on the wall. Okay, so I purposely skipped the first half. So the half of this Machabe that we just did is where are you allowed to put the mud, basically? The mud's coming off of your foot. Is it going on the floor, going on the wall? Yegzera, no gzera? Fine. There's another problem. And that is what the Rama adds in the beginning of the Sif, Tich Arago O Al Min Alav, or on his shoes. There's a problem, because the shoes, they have a leather bottom, and if Shlomo Zalman wants to say it's the same thing with rubber bottoms, which I don't really understand why, but when you take leather and you scratch it and scrape it, it's a part of the memachik, the leather. It's rubbing down the leather. That's going to be a problem. So I purposely skipped that part because there's two separate inyanim going on at the same time. One is, am I allowed to put the mud on the wall? Am I allowed to rub the mud on the floor? Is that mashvi gumos? Yes, no, maybe so. 3-4 shitas, great. Now, okay, let's see, Medina, we pass Ashkenazim, everything is mutter. Make it. But what if I'm wearing shoes? And what if it's on the bottom of my shoe? Is there... What? I ignored the leather. Right now I spoke about what you do with the mud. It's on your feet, not your shoe. Ramah adds O Min Alav. So in adding the Min Alayim, so we have a whole new issue now that comes up. Because you're scraping down the leather bottom shoes. There's no problem taking mud off of your feet. The question is, what we just discussed. You're putting basically. Or is there Xera being mashed with the gumos on the floor? Okay, but what about when it comes to the shoes? So, in Sif Ches, this is a Gemara also with a Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And there, basically, the Gemara says like this. Ruchia says, Ein megarin lo min al chadash velo min al yashan. You know how to scrape and scratch leather shoes. Not new ones and not old ones. Not with your fingernails, not with the knife, not with anything. And the Torah says, because you are kolef et ha'or, and that is memachik. You're scraping down the or, and it's a problem of memachik. Okay? So let's look at Ches very quickly. Then we'll go back over here to Vav because they're related. Ches says, Ein megardin b'sakin o b'tziporen. Do not scratch or scrape with a knife or with your fingernail. Min al, shoes. Bein chadash bein yashan. Because the Gemara does have a chiluk over there, but the Gemara rejects the chiluk. They shekolef ha'or v'ave memachik. You're scratching, like peeling the or, and it's memachik. Okay, so nowadays our shoes probably not like our leather probably not like that anymore, but they still say that it's no gap. Okay, Mishabas Sivkat and Lamed Zayin. Ein Megardin, feel how you all love tit, even if there's tit, right, like we just said in Sivav. The Kavanos Lahasir Atit, and you really just want to take off the tit from the bottom of your shoe, take off the mud, it's still a psik ratio that you're scraping down the leather. Bisakin with a knife, hainu afilu begava sakin, even with the back of the knife, which is not so sharp. The alkin therefore nachon lizayar shiatsa barzel, In the olden days, everything was dirt floors and dirt roads, and everything was dirt. So when you came to shul, your feet were all muddy and full of dirt. So every shul sounds like they had outside something to clean your feet. Otherwise, you're going to bring the mud into the shul. It's going to be a design to the shul. So when they put something outside for you to clean your feet, when they and often they put a piece of metal to scrape down the shoe, to get off the mud, it should be av v'racha v'locha. It should not be sharp, because then you have a problem with the leather. It should be something thick, something wide. V'ayin le'el b'sivkat and chavav, which we just skipped, because we wanted to see this first. L'kane'el b'koyso shari v'chana'el b'sivvav. Okay, do it on the wall, but not do it on the metal. Okay, now let's go back to sivvav. Okay, so here we're talking about scraping off the mud from your feet, from your shoes, right? On the wall, on the floor. So it says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chavav. V'lo dami l'mad isa, we just saw in Sivches, ein megardim min al ben chadash ben yashan. Now you're not allowed to scrape your shoes. Even if your whole point is to get rid of the mud from your shoes. What's the difference between here and there? The sham in sifches, where it's aser, lo asrini ela begav sakin, the back of a knife, which is metal. It's not sharp, but it's still metal. Shaydeh greira memachek ha'or. Through scraping it, you're going to be memachek ha'or. Over here, we're talking about using a wall, or using the floor, or using a beam. So, using these other things is lav dafka going to be mamachek no or. It's not sharp metal object. Because of ataz, the fiza, that which they have in the chutz in front of the shuls, alakarka barza echad vuchad lamala, piece of metal which is sharp on top to clean your shoes. Them she comes with the knesses. They clean the shoes before they come into the shul. Also, lasos came b'shabbes. V'zed domel gav hasakin. V'also the kulei amma ain sham. V'amoyer v'amach me'fil ha'yah habarz av v'rachab b'rosho. Any type of metal is going to be usher. For sure, if it's sharp metal, but he says even if it's not sharp metal, if it's dull, even if it's thick, if it's rachab, it's still going to be usher. So how should you clean your shoes? On the steps. On the steps, meaning why there the stone is not. Let's see. I don't know, let's see. If you're doing it gently, if he does it gently, we're not afraid, there's going to be machek d'or. Certainly if it's wet mud, it's not dry, right? It's easier to come off. Okay, here the Bir Alach, Oli Bir Alach, Oal Min Alav. Okay, the Bach asks everything. Look at the Bir Alach, Oal Min Alav. I am Mishabur, Bachin Dashat, the Gibber Bataz. Vine Habach, Oser Bezer, Mishim Chash, Mamache, Kibesif, Ches. He's asking even the wall. Vine Veli Rabbi Shatama, Vala Bamorach, Isa Behedia, that it's Mutur with Yimin Alayim. In the Bimir Isa Kabach, the Machalik, Bin Tita Vesh, the Lach. It depends. Is the mud on your shoes wet or dry? If it's dry, you have to rub it very hard. And then we are afraid to be mamachik the shoes. Just like wiping it off. So if it comes off easily, you're doing it gentle, so you can even do it with metal. Kevin the gam ha'meiri maskim lahati b'zeh. The gam yish da'as ha'kob, avur yizeh ozit, demati b'lacha, afil b'ger b'gav sakin, even the back of the knife. The kosher came with the wall. Sitlach, it comes up very easily. You don't have to start. It's gentle. Now, if you betit yavesh, but you have to do it stronger. I wrote to the haka gedas v'siosif ziato. The bikinuach b'koyse lo shayach shash memachek. That there's no problem with the wall, even if it's yavesh, and even if you do it strong, it's not metal, it's not sharp. V'vaday einim chos b'yado. You can't stop him. Ach lechatchila nachol nizar betit yavesh mitam acher. But then we have another problem that we mentioned back in Siv Zayin, and that is in Yeshem Shuv Zayin. that when you have mud that is hard and dry, you have a problem of tochen, being tochen in the mud. Even though you don't want to be tochen in the mud, still a problem. Okay, so it turns out, Mikra Din, if it's wet and you're just doing a kinuach ba'alma, you can do it on anything. If you're doing something, if it's hard, and if you do it strong, a metal, it's going to be a problem. It sounds like on the wall or even on the steps, it's going to be okay. You're saying the steps are also pointy or sharp, like right? It's a spitz, right? It's not so sharp, but like gava sakin. The back of the net, not the front of the net. Maybe. Maybe their steps were not so chad like our steps. I don't know. But even on a wall, sometimes you have things sticking out of the wall, but maybe it's not a... I don't know. The steps is the best way to clean the shoes.
Venus Manu.
Okay, we'll continue next week.